Today I'm speaking with Muriel Stockdale about her new book, Gabriel Born. Hi, Muriel. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Jen.
Muriel, this book was originally written as a screenplay. Why did you want to rewrite the original project and turn it into a book?
I wrote the screenplay. It went out to a few competitions, but it didn't get a lot of attention and it didn't get picked up. And so I thought, rather than try to get a film made, which is a massive undertaking, I would make it into a book because I really feel like the story and the message behind the story and the experience of what the story is about is something that people can get also in a book. And I've always wanted to write a book, so I took the challenge on and did it.
Well, tell us a little bit about the book and why it feels so interactive for the reader.
Originally, when I started the screenplay, I decided to start making entertainment, trying to create my own kind of entertainment, which would be uplifting and spiritually important to people. I was a costume designer for so long, and I wanted to change my career. So I started the course, and I had no idea what I was going to write about. But I remembered that when I was young, I flew in my dreams all the time. So I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a film where you watch the film and you feel like you're flying? The irony, too, about it is that I often in my dreams would teach people how to fly. So I thought this would be kind of a real-world way of maybe teaching people how to fly. So that was just a germ of the idea of what the book would be. And then in the writing of it, it took on its own form. I'm a deeply spiritual person. I really try to connect with whatever higher energies might be out there that I can tease in somehow. And I feel like I teased in something much bigger than I thought I was, and that there's a lot of stuff there for people to taste and experience and feel while they're reading the book.
Well, this is really such a positive story, full of hope. Why did you want to take the genre of sci-fi and do something a little different?
It's a big reason, a very big reason. I was in entertainment for a long, long time as a costume designer and scene designer, and I felt like a lot of the entertainment is very dark. It just felt tight and uncomfortable, and I feel like consuming entertainment is like consuming food. If you consume bad food, you don't feel good. If you consume bad entertainment, and I'm not saying, it can be a really great movie, but it can be about, murders and things like that, and you leave feeling not comfortable. And so my personal goal was to create entertainment that is uplifting and spiritually nourishing to the being in a much greater way than just let's just sit down and stick our eyes on something and relax for a while, but something that you could be feeling like you really tasted some ideas that are much, much bigger than what's typically out there. And part of it, the reason for doing it in sci-fi is because there's another part of the whole idea too, which is when we come up with any ideas, we're coming up with our new future. We're re-envisioning what the future is going to be. And it seems like most of sci-fi is post-apocalyptic, nuclear holocaust, dystopias, Mad Max types of worlds. And I don't want to go into that as a future. So I think as in science fiction and in future vision, it's important to try to come up with some alternative visions of future that has greater possibilities. And for me, the most important possibility for the future is what will be our conscious evolution. And science fiction seems to be, for the most part, completely devoid of thinking about what happens to our consciousness in the future. Often it shows we could be thousands, millions of years in the future, and people still think the same way and still think that the way to solve a problem is by taking out a gun or bashing somebody. Those were my goals with this book. Does that make sense?
You really achieved it. I mean, there are no weapons in this story, yet it still reads like a thriller.
Yay! Yay, that was my intention.
How does your book allow the reader to connect to his or her own dreams? Is it through that imagination?
I think so. I hope so. It's hard for me to really tell, except from what people have told me when they've read it and the few reviews I've gotten on Amazon and from my friends. They say they feel like they were actually there, which delights me. And I think we do when we go into a story, we really do go into it and we become part of it. And that was part of my intention from the beginning, was to try to make it available so people could feel like they were there. So as I'm writing the characters, let's say, flying and what it felt like for them to fly, I am hoping that the audience is feeling that too. And to some extent, a lot of the ideas that are in the book, like the idea of leaving the etheric, leaving the body, the physical body, and traveling out in the etheric body, is something I don't recall experiencing this lifetime. It's something I recall experiencing in past lifetimes. But I know other people have experienced that kind of a thing as well. I've read how people have experienced that and what it feels like. So I try to put these ideas of how we exist in reality beyond our current kind of agreed upon sensibility of what reality is, like that idea of being able to not necessarily be in the body all the time. The idea of being in multi-dimensions some of the time, if not all of the time, even if you know it or don't know it. Those kinds of ideas are things that people talk about a lot. Some people experience. Some people can explain it probably better than I can. But I wanted to try to explore those ideas with this book.
Now, Muriel, you have a wonderful website. I'm looking on it even right now. I mean, you have a blog, the fine art, design, writing, film, just gorgeous images on here. Tell us a little bit more about that and what our listeners can expect to find on it.
For 35 more years, I was a theatrical designer. So there's a bit of the costume design, mostly some scene design there. I, after many years in that field, decided to quit in about the year 2000 in an effort to, for the remainder of my working years, do something that was really meaningful to me. And I've been thinking about these things for my entire life. I've discovered lots of story ideas written in my files that I've been accumulating over years. And the idea of really going into the spiritual questions that I have was something that I've been working on for years anyway. So everything that I do, whether it's art, writing, theater, I have the blog Heaven Is Here, which is the purpose of it is to look at what's going on in the world and see what is evidence that we do actually live in heaven, in the backyard of God, which, you know, we are in heaven already, but it's a matter of our perception, and that's one aspect of it. Another aspect of it is my American flag series, which celebrates diversity, and part of the idea of heaven is that we can be all different, but we can still be in harmony with each other, we can still respect and love and honor and celebrate each other in our difference. So I make these flags that celebrate diverse cultures of the United States. Those are there, too. And I have the writing section with a bit of some of the writing that I'm beginning the book, and then I've got some an opera that I'm working on about Sita, who is one of the great Indian goddesses, based on the Ramayana, which is an Indian spiritual text. But those old spiritual texts were written by the men, about the men. So I'm exploring from the woman's point of view, from the goddess's point of view.
Well, so many exciting projects that you have, you know, already listed on the website, and so many that will be upcoming. We really appreciate your time today, Muriel.
Thank you.